Luis Enrique must take a lot of the credit for that. And the result of it is that it was one of PSG's greatest nights in Europe.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. Coming up, a blow for Ireland as they prepare for the start of their Women's Six Nations campaign. Two more Ireland internationals commit their futures to Leinster, and Munster's injury cloud is finally starting to pass as they prepare to face Glasgow. Rugby Daily and Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. Bevan Parsons has been ruled out of Ireland's Women's Six Nations opener with France this weekend, but the coaching staff expect her to feature during the tournament. The Connacht winger suffered two leg breaks in 2024, but is training with the squad as she continues her recovery. Defence coach Hugh Hogan says an exact timeline can't be placed on Parsons' return, but he is confident she will get some game time during the competition. Hogan believes, fitness-wise, Ireland are in relatively decent shape heading into France on Saturday.
We're fortunate to be in a pretty good place. So we've had 4 weeks of three-day training camps leading into this, our first test week. And overall, we've, pretty healthy squad. Probably two or three players who had been coming back from injury are now in the reckoning to be fit for selection, which is wonderful. And then we've a pretty healthy crew. Thankfully,
the French coaching staff have shuffled their decks somewhat ahead of Saturday's game in Belfast. Gaël Hermé, who started 3 out of 5 games for France in last season's tournament, has been left out of their squad, as has experienced Grenoble back rower Emmeline Groh. Into the squad come Groh's Grenoble teammate Tiani Falou and 20-year-old Taina Maka. Another back rower, Romain Ménager, will miss the start of the tournament as she works her way back gradually from a lengthy injury layoff. Prop Asia Kalfawi, who started every game last year and was player of the match against Italy, is nursing a calf problem. Fullback Chloe Jacquet has a torn cruciate ligament and she won't be involved this Saturday either. France men's head coach Fabien Galthié has revealed the anger that fueled their win over Ireland earlier this month. That anger wasn't born of the injuries sustained by Antoine Dupont and Pierre-Louis Brassi during that game, but rather the results that preceded it. Speaking to Le Figaro, Galthié says last year's defeat to Ireland in Marseille and a reversal at the Aviva in 2023 still rankled with him. It seems as though the head coach is still irked by a try scored by James Lowe in that 2023 encounter. Galthié says of this month's clash, "We arrived very angry, wanting to say today it's over, it's going to stop here for you." Galthié added that Ireland are very comfortable playing outside the rules.
Coming soon to your Off the Ball podcast feed.
I'm nervous. Police will use tear gas.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Jesus.
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers in Mexico City.
Saying we won after your team's won a football game is like saying I had sex after I'm watching porn.
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Local, that's me, okay?
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence, as a Pablo Escobar thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted, a 10-part Off the Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things all the way through Latin America.
I thought Route 40 was the most lonely road in the world. Turns out Route 25 is somehow even lonelier.
Available soon for free on the OTB app.
So much of what we want to do can seem impossible, but the highest achievers among us are the people still reaching for something. The ones who aren't satisfied to stay where they are and want to keep climbing higher. It's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon reimagined through thoroughly modern design. It's got a tough, rigid body design and durable, lightweight monocoque architecture for extra strength. With precise detailing and compelling proportions, the exterior of the Defender is designed with integrity. This is a vehicle capable of great things, engineered to meet challenges head-on with an exterior that's been tested to the extreme. Experience the Defender's legendary capability off-road and on. And there's a family of vehicles for Defender. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. So, are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
James Lowe and Jamie Osborne are the latest Leinster players to sign new deals with the province. Lowe is closing in on Shane Horgan's record of 69 tries for Leinster, currently having 61 to his name. The 32-year-old was not on a central contract. Lowe recently became an Irish citizen, along with his wife. Osborne, meanwhile, follows his brother Andrew in extending his stay with Leinster this week. He made his debut for Leinster at the end of 2021, the first of 57 appearances in a blue jersey. The elder Osborne has gone on to establish himself over the past 12 months as part of the Ireland setup. Munster's injury gloom is finally beginning to clear. Ahead of Friday's URC game away to Glasgow Warriors, they've confirmed that Jean Klein, Jack O'Donoghue and Craig Casey have all stepped up their training regimen. Klein's been out since October with a thigh injury, while Casey saw his Six Nations hope dashed by a knee injury sustained away to Castor in December. O'Donoghue's been out since the middle of last month with an ankle injury. Friday will be too soon for the trio, but it's welcome news ahead of next month's trip to La Rochelle in the last 16 of the Investec Champions Cup. Another England winger has seen hopes of inclusion on the summer's Lions tour dashed. A delayed shoulder operation meant Emmanuel Feyi-Wabosso missed England's Six Nations campaign. It's now been revealed that the Exeter player has required a second shoulder op and won't play again until next season. Meanwhile, Exeter are to follow the signing of Springboks hooker Joseph Dwella this week with the acquisition of Italy international scrum half Stephen Varney. The Chiefs had been in discussions with Wallabies international Jake Gordon, but that proposed deal fell through. And finally, the chief executive of England's Rugby Football Union has warned England could move away from Twickenham if its licensing restrictions don't change. Bill Sweeney told the Business of Sport podcast that a planned £663 million revamp of the ground won't be justified otherwise. The current terms allow for three non-rugby events per year, with only one on a Friday night. Sweeney claims they've lost out on concerts by the Rolling Stones and Beyonce as a result. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.
That is the one beautiful thing with living in France, just the habitual nature of just, let's call it the boulangerie for bread. It sounds simple, but you're living the high life, aren't you?
It's good, now, because it's just, you know, you get that kind of salivating feeling in your mouth at this hour of the morning when you know that the mixed grill is coming back that night, so you have the French bread, you superset that with the sausages and the bacon, the black and white pudding and the eggs from, it was Cork Airport this time, actually. If you can get the full Irish with the French bread, it's a winner.
To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.